Over the weekend, the Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents rejected a deal with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss that would have freed up money for building projects and employee pay raises. It's Monday, December 11th. Lots to get to. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, the president of the Lac des Flambeaux tribe said it will not grant access to roads crossing the reservation under a tribal ordinance until it receives nearly $10 million. And Foxconn has qualified for a third round of state subsidies for its development in Mount Pleasant. Stay with us.
Politics, environment, trade, you know what's going on in Wisconsin thanks to the Wisconsin Today podcast. And thanks to you, these stories are available to Wisconsinites everywhere. Give now at WPR.org/givewitoday.
The Universities of Wisconsin Board of Regents rejected a deal with Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Saturday. The deal would have freed up money for building projects and employee pay raises. In exchange, the university would have had to have cut about a third of positions devoted to diversity, equity, and inclusion. UW-Madison also would have created a position focused on conservative political thought and ended a program focused on recruiting faculty of color. Regent Angela Adams said the plan would have negatively impacted the university system for decades.
Our brand reputation also has value, and so I've reached the conclusion that it is short-sighted to accept such an indecent proposal.
There is a lawsuit pending to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to release pay raises for some 34,000 university employees. The raises were included in the state budget, but they've been held back over concerns about diversity initiatives. A report from CNN claims that a criminal investigation is underway into the Wisconsin false electors plot. As Anya Van Wagtendonk tells us, the report centers on attorney Kenneth Chesbro.
CNN reports that Chesbro is cooperating in a Wisconsin investigation into the 2020 election. That's when Chesbro authored memos arguing that Republican electors should submit votes for former President Donald Trump, even though he lost Wisconsin and other key swing states. A settlement in a civil lawsuit about the Wisconsin false electors was announced earlier this week. WPR has not been able to independently verify the report of a state investigation, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice said it would not confirm the existence of any investigation. Chesbro is said to be cooperating with investigators in Nevada and Michigan. He has pleaded guilty to felony conspiracy charges related to election interference in Georgia. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers signed bills into law last week that aim to give flexibility in professional licensing. That includes allowing Wisconsin to enter an interstate agreement so that licenses for counselors and speech-language pathologists can be valid in multiple states. Another interstate compact would apply to physicians' assistants. Republican State Senator Rob Stavchol chaired a committee on licensing reform. He spoke in favor of interstate cooperation during a public hearing this fall.
Wisconsin's healthcare and business sectors are struggling to find qualified workers, so we need to ensure our licensure process is streamlined and functions efficiently in Wisconsin.
Republican lawmakers have criticized the Evers administration over wait times for healthcare and business licenses. Other Wisconsin bills are pending to allow interstate credentialing for social workers, dentists, and dental hygienists. The leader of the Lac des Flambeaux tribe said it will not grant access to roads crossing the reservation under a tribal ordinance until it receives nearly $10 million. As Danielle Kading reports, the request is part of an ongoing dispute that led to roads being blocked earlier this year.
The ordinance would allow the town of Lac des Flambeaux access to roads under permits that may last up to a year, but the tribe's president, John Johnson Sr., said in a letter that the town can't get them until it pays for trespassing on five roads. They include four that were barricaded for weeks after negotiations broke down over long-expired easements. If roads are shut down again, homeowner Dave Kivit says there could be grave consequences.
If they block those roads off, it's going to be like them lighting the fuse to a powder keg. I think that everybody's patience is about at its end.
The town's chair, Matt Gulke, says it's reviewing the tribe's letter. The tribe's land management officer signed off on the town's $34,000 payment for access to roads through mid-January. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Foxconn has qualified for a third round of state subsidies for its development in Mount Pleasant. It brings the total amount they've been approved to receive to nearly $44 million. Foxconn is eligible for a little more than $6.3 million in state tax credits for 2022 operations, and that's based on the company's creation of about a little more than 1,000 jobs by the end of last year. The subsidies come after Foxconn's deal with the state was renegotiated when they acknowledged initial plans would not come to fruition. Gordon Hintz is a former state lawmaker.
The ultimate promise was fallacy. I mean, there was never going to be a project that was going to create 13,000 jobs.
The revised agreement offers up to $80,000 for nearly 1,500 jobs and $672 million in investment. And finally, no Green Bay Packers score for you today. That's because they're going to be playing tonight on Monday Night Football National TV. They'll be taking on the New York Giants with kickoff set for right around 7:15. And that'll do it for Wisconsin Today on this Monday. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We'll be right back in that podcast feed again tomorrow morning, especially if you hit that subscribe button. And while you're at it, why not tell a friend, help spread the word about the show. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again soon.